WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Morgan Norwood. Dangerous and deadly triple-digit temperatures hovering over the country. Phoenix, Arizona, now 3 weeks into temperatures above 110 degrees. Maricopa County officials have logged 18 heat-related deaths. ABC's chief meteorologist Ginger Z is in South Florida, where air and ocean temperatures are also on the rise.
Relentless heat, not just here, but New Orleans on track to their hottest summer to date. And then Roswell, New Mexico, more 110-plus days than they have ever seen in recorded history. It's not just the air, but the water around the world. More than 40% of the world's oceans in a marine heat wave.
A volatile storm swept through North Carolina, a tornado destroying the Rocky Mount Pfizer plant that will affect drug production. The heat wave also not letting up in Europe. Crews still battling wildfires in Greece. It's opening day for the Women's World Cup. For the first time, there are two host countries, New Zealand and Australia. Both host teams won their matches. Number one ranked U.S. plays Vietnam tomorrow. This is ABC News. In Texas, complaints soaring about solar panels that don't work.
The solar panels on Al Reyes's home in Austin, Texas look great, but
looks can be deceiving.
The panels were installed 16 months ago, but couldn't pass a city inspection. So
we are not connected to the grid
and not generating a bit of electricity. The company that sold in the panels has gone bankrupt, but Reyes is still paying $250 a month to the lender that financed his system. Far from a zero energy bill,
we're not getting the benefit that we were told we would get.
Attorneys general in 10 states have gone to the lenders, asking them to give borrowers for non-working solar power systems a break. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Netflix has scrapped its cheapest ad-free plan. New subscribers can no longer sign up for the basic $9.99 tier. Existing members with that plan will not be affected. We have a new billionaire, the winner of that more than $1 billion Powerball jackpot. The take-home payout after taxes, about $550 million. Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW. Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An international incident sparked by a Wisconsin soldier appears to be escalating. The U.S. says it's stationing a nuclear-capable submarine in South Korea for the first time in 40 years. It all started Tuesday when Army Private Travis King crossed into North Korea. His mother is Claudine Gates, who lives in Racine.
I just want my son back. Get my son home. Get my son home. And pray. Pray that he comes back.
King was supposed to be on his way to Texas to be discharged after getting into a fight with South Korean civilians and police. Instead, he crossed into the demilitarized zone. He's been held by North Korea ever since. Drought conditions are getting slightly better in Wisconsin thanks to last week's soaking rains. The U.S. Drought Monitor says 82% of Wisconsin is still in a drought, but last week it was 90%. All of Wisconsin is at least abnormally dry. Southwest Wisconsin is the driest part of the state. Madison, the Dells, and Richland Center are all in the severe drought zone. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more coming up in weather. All the hot, dry weather is causing an invasive species problems for thousands of acres of trees in Wisconsin. Luke Mathers reports.
Spongy moths are an invasive species from Europe. They're exploding in numbers around Wisconsin because of all the dry, hot weather we've had this year. Even though they're just caterpillars, spongy moths can strip an entire forest of its leaves. Specialists with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources believe more than 200,000 acres in northern Wisconsin of mostly aspen trees have been defoliated due to spongy moths already this year. In addition, another 50,000 acres of primarily oak trees could be affected in more southern parts of the state. It may be the worst spongy moth outbreak in more than a decade. Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin taxpayers can expect to see more than $1 billion in savings from the latest state budget. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says lawmakers and the governor used a $7 billion surplus to raise spending on services while cutting taxes significantly at the same time. The budget includes expanded tax credits and increases in shared revenue funding for local governments. The personal property tax is no more, and new sales taxes in Milwaukee should counteract increases in school aid. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call isn't saying if Wisconsin is investigating fake electors after the 2020 presidential election. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
Earlier this week, the Michigan Attorney General announced state charges against 16 individuals in Michigan who falsely claim the 2020 election in that state was won by former President Donald Trump. Wisconsin was one of several other battleground states that had efforts to create dueling slates of electors in an attempt to change the outcome of the 2020 election. The fake elector plot appears to be a subject of investigation for U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith. Three of Wisconsin's top election officials confirmed interviews in recent months with federal investigators. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Election workers across the country say they've faced unprecedented threats since 2020. They're afraid next year's election will be another battle. Julie Wise is a local election official in Washington State. She says she's worked in voting for 23 years and has never experienced a political climate like this. She says some election workers are quitting because of intimidation.
Members of our community. These are folks that you are in line with at the grocery store, picking up your children from school. And so it is an unnerving time to be an election administrator.
Poll workers around the country have faced hundreds of threats since 2020. Wise blames misinformation. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. The Kewaunee County Board voted against funding a new jail after a proposal came in $8 million over budget. Last summer, the board approved moving forward with a new jail at $25 million. On Tuesday night, the board considered four different proposals for a new facility, none of which came in under $33 million. The board failed to reach a two-thirds vote to move forward. Kewaunee County Sheriff Matt Joski says the longer they wait to build a new facility, the more it will cost. He says the current space is too small and run down. The Kewaunee Jail is the smallest in the state and more than 50 years old. Governor Tony Evers was in Menasha yesterday. The governor recently allocated more funding to Boys and Girls Clubs in the state's biennial budget. The added money will help fund clubs in northeast Wisconsin as well as across the state. Evers spent time at the Boys and Girls Club of Menasha and stressed the importance of out-of-school programs for kids, adding that affordable childcare is vital for working families and necessary to keep the economy moving. A Weston woman has been missing for 3 months. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office continues to search for answers. Here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay with more.
The disappearance of 47-year-old Tara Jane Sullivan was discovered on April 18th. Evidence found at her home led authorities to believe her disappearance is suspicious. Police are asking anyone who has had contact with Tara since April 1st to please call them. Tara is described to be around 5'7" tall, slender build, with green eyes. A poster has been made on the DOJ's website for missing and exploited children and adults. If you see Tara or know of her whereabouts, please call 911 so that law enforcement can verify her safety.
If you think you hear accordions in the distance this weekend, you're not hearing things. The 44th annual Pulaski Polka Day starts today at 4 p.m. at the Pulaski Community Park. Aside from music, the festival offers arts and crafts, dance lessons, a pancake breakfast, and a parade on Sunday, which is the closing day. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Yesterday, multiple funnel clouds were reported alongside a tornado warning in the Northwoods. These severe warm storms dropped egg-sized hail that crashed through cars and roofs. And up to 2 inches of torrential downpours struck portions of northwest Wisconsin yesterday evening. As the severe weather threat exited today, we sit in a much calmer day ahead as a high pressure begins to slide over. This will slowly clear our clouds soon. High temperatures, however, will stay crisp and cool from Ashland to Wausau in the 60s. 60s, alongside a feisty wind gusting up to 20 miles per hour out of the north. Meanwhile, the rest of the state will rise to the low to mid 70s, the hot spot of today, near the southern state line, with highs to the low 80s. Meanwhile, drought continues to worsen along the Lake Superior south shores, rising to an extreme drought level. In the southern portion of the Wisconsin River Valley, some relief arrived, but still keeps the area in an extreme drought. However, chances of another quarter of an inch of rain rushes in this weekend. Have a tremendous Thursday, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The crew with the win in Philly. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Blake Perkins with a two-run double. Christian Yelich drives in a run as the Brewers get past left-handed pitcher Christopher Sanchez with a 5-3 win over the Phillies. But the night belonged to Brewers catcher William Contreras. Jeff Leverin on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
What a night for William Contreras. 2-for-4. Had the RBI double back in the seventh. That is the difference in this game right now.
Trying to come up with a big hit again. And a line drive into right center. He will. Contreras with an extra base hit. Another RBI double for William Contreras.
His second RBI double of the night, and the Brewers lead it 5-3.
And that would be the final. Behind the plate, Contreras throwing out a base runner trying to steal second and catching a foul tip to end the game. Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, he was, you know, all over the game for sure, offensively, defensively. You know, huge hit to give us an extra run, which changes that situation, and then a great throw to throw out Stotts. Perfect throw, really good tag. It had to be right there to get him. He made his impact felt every part of the game, and he's been playing at a really high level for a while now.
Contreras is batting .263 with an on-base percentage of .788 with 10 home runs and 33 RBI. Just 25 years old.
This is his second year in the league, and that's just something to remember too. And this is a young player. This is a hard position to contribute on both sides of the ball. And this is a player that's at a position that traditionally just takes a little while, and it's a tough position. He's done a heck of a job, and we're lucky to have him.
Milwaukee's now 10-4 for the month of July, tied with Boston for the best record this month in the major leagues. Game 3 of the series this afternoon at Citizens Bank Park. College football. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump says lawsuits are on the way in the Northwestern University hazing scandal.
Over 15 young men and women, it is apparent to us it is a toxic culture that was rampant in the athletic department at Northwestern University. And many people ask, well, why didn't they say something? Well, some of them did try to say something, but they were retaliated against. Others suffered in silence because of duress.
NFL, the Packers have added another quarterback to the roster. He's 27-year-old Alex Magoo, a seventh-round pick for Seattle in 2018. He spent some time with the Seahawks, the Texans, and then talked about becoming the MVP of the USFL this year, leading Birmingham to a championship.
My first reason out there, past Alex, probably would have ran. I would have tried to use my athleticism to do something when I didn't need to. And this year, I'm really trying to key in on going through my reads, making sure I'm seeing the defense before the snap, confirming it post-snap, and going to where I have to go and letting my teammates work for me because they're doing a really good job for me. And I just got to let them work because, you know, they get paid to do what they do and I get paid to throw them the ball. So I got to let them earn their money somehow.
That's Packers backup quarterback Alex Magoo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go. Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double arm kid carry. Looks like dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed and they're off. Ah, but looks like mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a chance for scattered storms. Highs around 77. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows dip down to about 56. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 80. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Warmer Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 76.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Welcome one, welcome all. Thanks for joining us today. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. You are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text at 844-967-2789. I'm William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with Our Wisconsin Revolution, joined as always by Mr. Luke Mathers. Luke, how are you doing on this Thursday afternoon?
I'm doing well, Will. It's weird. The week had a lot going on in it, and I was like always constantly thinking it was a later day in the week than it was, and now it doesn't feel like Thursday. So it's a weird kind of back and forth feeling that's going on, a little yo-yo sensation. But had an excellent night in volleyball last night, and glad to be with you here on the airwaves on a Thursday afternoon.
What's wild about that, Luke, is due to the cyclical nature of time, if you keep feeling like it's later and later, like hypothetically, if you felt like it was Saturday today, for example, or Sunday even, you would be wrong in that it's later in the week because it restarts itself onto next week. If you felt like it was like Tuesday of the next week, like where do you draw the line? You're getting into some like Adam Sandler click type time manipulation there that I don't know if I'm totally comfortable
time
with.
Time is a circle and I have no idea what anything is at any time. So it's okay. I take comfort in
that. I like that. I like to go with time as an illusion, but we can stick with your analogy. And I'd like to wish you, Luke, a very, very happy Bucks and Six day.
I know everybody's counting us out, but for us, you know, there's really no pressure on us right now. So we just going to go out there and play basketball and win.
And win?
Yeah.
And how many games?
Six. We're going to win in six.
Bucks and six.
Amen, Brandon. Amen, Brandon.
And two years ago to this day, that prophecy was fulfilled. Yes, the Milwaukee Bucks winning the 2021 NBA championship 2 years ago to the date. Bucks and six forever.
Do you remember what you were doing that day, Luke? I mean, obviously, I would assume either watching or at the game. But
I was watching from Madison. I was home in my apartment in Madison, and I went outside. It was I want to say later around 10. It wasn't like so terribly late when the game won.
That's past your bedtime, 10 p.m.
Woo. Oh yeah, but it didn't matter. The Bucks will always throw off my the Packers do it occasionally too when they're on, you know, late night national broadcast television. My sleep schedule usually gets thrown away when it comes to Wisconsin sports, but I remember going outside and just screaming and was very excited and was celebrating. My fiance had to tell me to quiet down because it was rude of how late I was yelling so loud when the Bucks won the NBA Finals 2 years ago to the day.
And now, Luke, I was down at the district. It was electric. The atmosphere was it. I have never experienced something like that in Milwaukee. It was so much fun to be down there with all of our Bucks fans and be able to celebrate the momentous occasion. You know, the Bucks, we had been at the bottom of the cellar for a number of years throughout the, you know, mid to late 2010s, or I should say the late 2000s into the early and mid 2010s. And then to be able to reach the top of the mountain, man, it was great. And another shout out in the sports world. Today starts the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup. The United States' first game will be tomorrow at 8 p.m. as the defending champions. And I even got my shirt on, Luke. I'm going to flash it real quick for the audience. My Rose Lavelle shirt. UW-Madison's own Rose Lavelle. Big, big fan. My grandpa and I actually bonded. We were very close. But he was a big soccer guy, and we loved watching the U.S., and she reminded him of how he used to play back when he was a young lad. So it was a lot of fun to be able to watch Rose and the U.S. women go out there and put on a show time and time again. I absolutely love the World Cup, and it's going to be a lot of fun to be able to watch the U.S. women go out there and celebrate with our team, with our nation, and I'm excited for it, Luke. How about you? I know you're a big soccer guy too.
Yeah, I'm hoping they can defend that title. It's always these international games, New Zealand and Australia hosting this year's tournament, so the time difference will always throw me off a little bit, but excited to watch the matches, as many of them as I can.
Yeah, it's a problem for you, but with my sleep schedule, that will be no issue. So getting into
I liked the fact that it was in Qatar for the Men's World Cup last year, because it was so early. It was on my time. I woke up and there was soccer on the TV. It was perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you probably like those London NFL games too with that 6 a.m. start time, huh?
No. That clearly threw off the Packers schedule last year, and it was a hard time. So I was not a big fan of that.
All right, Luke. So to the question I have today for the audience, we're talking third parties in the United States. Would you ever vote for a third party candidate? Why or why not? Give us a call. This is Town Call. I'd love to hear your thoughts on third party candidates. 844-967-2789. We're going to be starting over with a piece from Reuters. Third party, no labels will not be a, quote, spoiler, unquote, in 2024, Chair says. Reading over from the piece, the third party No Labels group will stay out of the 2024 U.S. presidential race if polling shows its candidates would play a spoiler role by helping to elect either the Democratic or Republican nominee, according to co-chairman Joe Lieberman on Sunday. Now, remember, Joe Lieberman is an American politician, lobbyist, and attorney who served as a United States senator from Connecticut from 1989 to 2013. As a former member of the Democratic Party, he was the nominee for Vice President of the United States in the 2000 presidential election. He was Al Gore's VP candidate. Luke, here we are talking about former elections again, bringing them back up. What is with us this week? Going back to the Reuters piece.
Well, this also talks about 2024, so it's applicable that, you know, it's not just looking back, it's also looking forward.
History does not repeat itself, but it frequently rhymes. So the group No Labels on Monday released what it calls a, quote, common sense agenda of policies meant to help unite the country behind a cooperative, moderate alternative to the partisanship that characterizes contemporary U.S. politics. Lieberman said No Labels hopes to offer a legitimate third choice candidate. He told ABC's This Week program, quote, we're not in this to be spoilers, unquote. If the polling next year shows after the two parties have chosen their nominees that, in fact, we will help elect one or another candidate, we're not going to get involved. Luke, what are your thoughts?
I think it's an interesting aspect, and it's always it feels, Will, like it's always about this time. We're what, 18 months? No, a little bit less than 18 months out from next year's 2024 election.
16 months from election day, but that it'll be starting and it'll ramp up probably in Jan of 24 anyways.
Right, but it feels very weird that, you know, it's always about this far out from a presidential election where third parties start to pop up in the conversation again. It takes a lot of work to create a third party. I don't necessarily agree with everything that the Forward Party started putting together with Andrew Yang, former 2020 presidential candidate, but he essentially did it right off the bat into 2021. Like, leaving the 2020 cycle, he was like, I want to create a third party, I'm going to try to do this. And there's a lot of work that goes into it. And the fact that this is now popping up and is being said that, oh, it won't be a spoiler, don't worry, we're just going to try this out. I don't know if there's enough time, Will, for a third party to be able to create the momentum and the be widely known enough to actually have a serious shot at trying to elect somebody to the president and vice presidency here in the United States. And, I mean, I was listening to a podcast recently that talked about how Teddy Roosevelt, he attempted to do this and failed.
The Bull Moose Party.
One of the four faces on Mount Rushmore attempted to do this and failed. And so, like, that is just, like, describing how difficult it is to surmount a third-party candidacy here in the United States. The two-party system is deeply entrenched. And I just don't know if 14, 16, 18 months out from Election Day, that's enough time for something like this to actually be seriously considered. Want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You can share your thoughts on third parties with us here on Town Call. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter. 844-967-2789. Will, we're going to head over to those phone lines. We got John in Watertown calling in. John, what are your thoughts on third parties?
I personally think in this day and age, third parties are a little more than like a protest vote. I could understand now I'm a Democrat, but I could understand if somebody who was a Republican would vote third party, say, in the presidential election because he can't stand Donald Trump, that he has no morals, you know. But as far as winning, I really don't see them ever having a chance of winning. I see them, especially nowadays, it's a protest vote. If you don't like the candidate in either the Democratic or the Republican Party. And I think when Teddy Roosevelt ran, he was just, you know, far too progressive, for the Republican Party at that time. They supported Taft, and that's why he launched a third-party bid. But I just don't see them as ever having a viable chance of winning an election.
And, John, do you believe that this could be a similar but kind of the opposite side of that instance where, because Joe Manchin is the floated candidate to lead a quote-unquote no-labels party, third-party candidacy. He hasn't confirmed it. He hasn't really denied it. He's insinuated that any race that he gets in, he's going to win. But do you believe that Joe Manchin believes that maybe the Democratic Party has gotten a little too progressive for him and he needs to go in the opposite direction as a Democrat from West Virginia?
I'm not sure what he believes. From what I heard, he wants John Huntsman as his running mate, and John Huntsman is a moderate Republican. I would think that he probably just pulled votes from, being a moderate, but he's a moderate, they're actually a very conservative Democrat. I think he probably pulled more votes away from Biden than he pulled from Trump, though. And I think that he'd probably just help Trump.
Yeah, it seems to be the math there. There's now polling that's starting around this no labels candidacy. And we appreciate the phone call, John. You can be like John, 844-967-2789. Share your thoughts with us on third parties. But it looks like no labels is doing some polling around this, and we're going to get the chance to see what individuals in some of the early battleground states believe supporting a third party candidacy could look like.
Oh, and to add on to John's point, actually, Joe Manchin sat down with Caitlin Collins of CNN this weekend, or I believe it was Monday night, and told Collins he believes President Joe Biden has, quote, been pushed too far left, but has the strength to fight back, unquote. So it sounds like from that quote, at least, that John hit the nail on the head. This is not necessarily about trying to give Americans another option or whatever John Huntsman and Joe Manchin have been saying to the media. This sounds like they are upset with President Biden and the leftist rhetoric that they seem to think he has been pushing and want to, I don't want to say threaten, but maybe hang it over his head as a potential other option. So we'd like to hear your thoughts on third party candidates. Can they win and would you vote for them? Get back to us right after the break. This is Town Call, 844-967-2789.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The federal government is investigating allegations Texas state border agents are mistreating asylum seekers. A Texas DPS trooper claims migrants were forced back into the Rio Grande River over floating barbed wire barriers. ABC's Matt Rivers in Eagle Pass.
Mexico is demanding the removal of these new barriers, calling them illegal. The State Department says Texas installed them without consulting the federal government, and the Justice Department says it is looking into claims made by this trooper. A DPS spokesperson say they do treat migrants humanely, and while these barriers are dangerous, they are designed to prevent migrant crossings, which did reach an all-time high earlier this year.
No relief in sight for the heat wave stretching coast to coast. Triple-digit temperatures raising health concerns. 9,000 fewer Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week compared to the week before. And sales for existing homes fell in June to the lowest pace since January. Signs the labor and housing markets are cooling. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
Governor Tony Evers was in Menasha yesterday. The governor recently allocated more funding to Boys and Girls Clubs in the state's biennial budget. The added money will help fund clubs in Northeast Wisconsin as well as across the state. Evers spent time at the Boys and Girls Club of Menasha and stressed the importance of out-of-school programs for kids, adding that affordable child care is vital for working families and necessary to keep the economy moving.
Be on the lookout for phone calls from people claiming to be law enforcement. The Door County Sheriff's Office says they've received complaints about scammers posing as deputies in an effort to extract money from people. There have been similar scams in Winnebago, Brown, and Marinette counties recently. Authorities say they will never demand money over the phone, which includes cryptocurrency. If you receive a call like this, call your local law enforcement non-emergency number right away.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. Today we are talking third-party candidates. Would you vote for them? Do you think they can win? Why or why not? If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789.
And Luke, better yet, if you're listening on the Civic Media app, you can engage with the show right from the app, whichever fine Civic Media radio station you're listening to, whether it's WMDX Mad Radio here in Madison or around the states. You can listen whatever Civic Media station you want to from the app, and you can call and text right from there as well. Download the Civic Media app wherever fine apps are downloaded on your smart devices.
Couldn't be made easier for you, Luke. Before the break, we were discussing third-party runs of the past. We casually noted, but I'll reiterate that No Labels raised concerns it could wind up playing a spoiler role in 2024, just like many political analysts said Ross Perot did for the Republicans in 1992 and Ralph Nader did for the Democrats in 2000. Again, Joe Lieberman, who is the co-chair of No Labels, was the vice president in that race. But I want to point out, Luke, there already are third parties in the United States. There is the Green Party that has run for president in the past. There's a Libertarian Party. The Green Party has a candidate this year. Progressive activist Cornel West announced that he is seeking the Green Party nomination for president in 2024. He decided to run as candidate for the Green Party to build a, quote, broad united front and coalition strategy. In the spirit of a broad united front and coalition strategy, I am pursuing the nomination of the Green Party for president of the United States. And this means that we have had other options, whether or not they have a chance to win, whether or not you think they are a spoiler candidate. That's what I'd like to hear from you, the people of Wisconsin. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. We got Jesse on the line from Madison. Jesse, what are your thoughts on third party candidates?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. So there's a lot of angle to this, right? On one hand, we would want to foster a political process that gives as many different voices a chance as possible so the best ideas rise to the top. On the other hand, our electoral system, which is where the rubber hits the road, is winner take all, first past the post at, you know, 50% plus one. So there isn't, it is a zero sum game. And because our politics are so divided right now, in order to support something closer to what you want rather than one of the two main parties, you're essentially forfeiting political ground to do so in a way that's not going to pay off. The only way the third party can win right now is by either ranked choice voting or if we switch to a parliamentarian system, and the latter is never going to happen. I think third choice ranked voting system is ideal, and it gives people a chance to voice exactly what they want but get something that they need.
Mm-hmm. And ranked choice voting has been implemented. I believe Alaska already used ranked choice voting when for their recent
Maine as well, I believe. Yeah, Alaska mm-hmm. for sure. I believe there's other
Maine,
states around
Alaska, Maine, and some municipalities.
Yeah, and so it is a policy that we're seeing get adopted in some areas for these elections. I do believe, Jesse, that the structure that is currently too for a race like the U.S. president, it requires 270 electoral votes. I think the Electoral College is also something that would greatly hinder any third party from being able to mount a truly possible run for the presidency, because the way that the Electoral College works, you need to get those 270 electoral votes, and that to me, the math just seems almost near impossible to get to with a third party candidacy as well.
Absolutely. And I think all these, you know, Joe Lieberman, Joe Manchin, really third, even Cornel West in this case, third party candidacies of this ilk are really either an expression of ego or they're a very thinly veiled political threat. And neither of those are productive or helpful. The exception, at least in 2000, Ralph Nader was trying to get 5% of the national vote in order to get a seat on the Federal Elections Commission. So there was some utilitarian purpose to that candidacy. But these others are just either a way to raise money or a way to take political hostages, and it's gross.
I like the way you phrased a potential threat specifically related to No Labels. They've been citing polling data that shows an increasing number of political independents, and they're concluding from that disaffected voters are there looking for a potential moderate. I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think it's more so that people are just fed up with the two major parties. That doesn't necessarily mean that they want a balance of the two or a quote unquote moderate view, because I think you could accurately make the argument that a lot of national establishment Democrats are moderate by virtually every definition of the political spectrum. So could you kind of elaborate on why you think a threat like that might work?
Well, I think it's kind of the equivalent of saying Congress has an 11% approval rating. Well, no kidding. I mean, if you ask the entire body politic what they think of Congress, that's a pretty mixed bag, because Congress obviously isn't a monolith. So there's the people you agree with. There's about half the people you very vehemently disagree with. And the people you agree with, you might not agree with how they're going about it, or you think the messaging is off, or they're not strident enough, or they're too strident, as the case may be. So to whittle it down and find someone that really agrees with you is hard. And this is, you know, the executive race kind of equivalent of that, of saying, hey, look, you know, these people are moderate, quote unquote, because I asked them, you know, 30 questions over the phone, which could have meant anything in that context. Now I can sort of plausibly claim that they're, quote unquote, moderate, which means I can take them from you unless you do X, Y, or Z, even though I have no real chance of winning.
Well, I think it's also important that hypotheticals in polling doesn't actually lead to a good understanding of where an actual third-party candidate would fare in a three-way race. Because there's polling out there that says, I don't have any specific polls right in front of me, but 20, 30, 40, if they're finding that a large group would be at least take into consideration voting for a third party, you can't just automatically assume that a third party candidate is going to be the one that receives that 35-40% of the vote then, just because when you're asked that question in a generic poll, yeah, maybe you'd consider it, but then when it actually comes down to deciding and pulling that lever in the ballot box, a lot more people are more partisan when it comes down to who they're going to support in actuality. And so it is a very difficult thing to be able to take from theoretical questions in polls to actually trying to run a race as a third party candidate.
Well, here, Luke, I do have the numbers for you. Oh, go ahead, Jesse.
Oh, I was just going to say this, and then I'll take the rest of it off the air. To boil it down, this polling push is absolutely electorally meaningless. It isn't just a thinly veiled threat, it's an empty threat. They're absolutely bluffing, and any office holder or campaign that gives this a shred of credulity is dangerously naive, or at least partially naive.
Thank you so much, Jesse. To provide a little bit of context, you can be like Jesse as well. If you have thoughts on third party candidates, whether they have a shot to win, whether you would vote for one, whether they're just playing spoilers, please give us a call, 844-967-2789. And Luke, you were touching on the polling data, whether it's 20, 30, 40%, what they are saying. I'll just provide a little bit of context for you here from the data that No Labels used to come to this conclusion. So in February of 2023, 44% of American voters told Gallup they considered themselves independent, compared to just 28% who identified as Democrats and 27% as Republicans. And No Labels, in a 2022 poll conducted by HarrisX, which included responses from over 26,000 registered voters nationally and representative samples of voters in all 50 states, noted that 64% of voters want more options than just Democrats and Republicans when selecting a president. However, as you noted, I don't think you can conclude from that these individuals are necessarily quote unquote moderates, or that they are open to voting for a self-identified moderate rather than already being more inclined to lean liberal or conservative and just being unhappy with the party itself. Speaking as a young individual, I know tons and tons of people who would fit exactly into that mold. They do not identify as a Democrat. They do not identify as a Republican. They would proudly self-identify as independent. Now, that does not mean that they are middle of the road or a centrist or anything along that line. They just hate the two parties.
Yeah. We got a 262 number texting in, listening on WAUK 540 AM, the Shaw 101 FM down there in Lake Geneva, saying they would love to feel good about voting for a third party, but the way our system is currently, we end up throwing our vote away since they have no chance. That is the sentiment from a texter in Lake Geneva. If you want to join the show here on Town Call, 844-967-2789. You can call or text to participate in today's conversation. You're listening to Town Call across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter. And we're talking third parties on this edition of Town Call. And Will, it is important to point out that it is just... there's so much that goes into this, and there's been plenty of layers that we've discussed already. We want to hear your thoughts. Have you voted third party before? There was third party candidates, as Will alluded to. There's a Green Party candidate that is Cornel West focusing on right now. Jill Stein in the 2016 election was a Green Party candidate. You also had the Libertarian candidate, Gary Anderson, in 2016. So have you voted third party before as a protest? Did you believe that it was something that...
I believe it was Gary Johnson, but continue.
Yeah, I think so.
Gary Anderson is the former UW Badgers coach for a hot second there. You're right. It was Gary Johnson. My apologies. Yes, so there's third party candidates before that have changed the outcome. Jill Stein got more votes than the margin between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in Wisconsin alone back in 2016. And so there, individuals, even taking it as a protest vote, can make a difference in the outcome of an election. We're talking third parties here on Town Call. You can participate. 844-967-2789. Up next on this Thursday afternoon, we got Jack and Merrimack calling in. Jack, what's on your mind? What do you think about third parties?
I think that there must be a reason why all of the right-wing extreme donors who usually give to things like the Republican Party and particularly Trump candidacies, wonder why those guys are all giving lots and lots of money to, guess what, no name.
Do you mean no label?
Or no label, yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jack. And that, to me, reads as they want to serve as spoiler candidate for a potential re-election bid by President Joe Biden rather than trying to contribute to the national conversation. And again, Joe Manchin's quote to Caitlin Collins of CNN, I think, kind of proves that.
Yeah, I think that's the whole idea of them supporting this. I have nothing against a third party, but frankly, I wish it would be one that could replace the Republican Party because they've gone way off the deep end, as we all know. So,
appreciate the phone call, Jack. You can be like Jack, 844-967-2789. I think it's just important to point out as well, Will, that they're saying they don't intend to be a spoiler. I don't know if that matters. I don't know if you intend to be a spoiler or not. You can still become a spoiler for an election, even if it's not what you intend to do. So the outcome, if pursuing a third-party candidacy for president in 2024 changes the outcome, even though they don't intend on it, it still could be viewed as a spoiler candidacy. We want to hear your thoughts on third parties. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter. We're going to continue the conversation and take your phone calls on the other side of this break. 844-967-2789. Town Call is going to be right back.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench. In so holding, the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says
we're good.
It doesn't.
We're good. You can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 77. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows level off around 56. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 80. Upper 70s. Saturday turning warmer. Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 77.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. We're talking third parties.
And we're
today,
playing a little
Luke.
Three's Company for the theme song, the Three's Company for third parties.
I didn't get it. Now I do. I wasn't going to say anything, but thank you. Thank you for that. And Luke, a point that I really want to get to, we covered it briefly before the break, that No Labels seems to have this misconception that being independent automatically means you're moderate, which I do not think in any way, shape, or form is the case. In fact, I would wager the vast majority of independents either lean liberal or conservative, but are just very unhappy with the direction that one of the two major parties are taking. As we've discussed throughout the episode, we have first past the post voting. So we do, unfortunately, live in a two-party system. Doesn't give you a whole ton of options. And I want to note from a piece over at The Intercept that Benjamin Chavez, who is a No Labels board member, was quoted to The Intercept as saying, Dr. King, referring to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., was a centrist. If he were alive today, he would be a member of the No Labels party. This perfectly encapsulates that misconception of independent equaling moderate. I think in no way, shape, or form is that an accurate statement, and shows a complete misunderstanding of history. To read from the letter from a Birmingham jail in which Dr. King decried the white moderate as one of the main roadblocks to justice, saying, quote, I have almost reached the regrettable conclusion that the Negro's great stumbling block in the stride toward freedom is not the white citizen's counselor or the Ku Klux Klanner, but the white moderate who is more devoted to order than to justice, unquote. It's really easy to attribute to someone who can't defend their words what you think they would do or say. And this incredible disconnect between No Labels, I think, shows that everything that they are doing and saying is in purely in bad faith.
Yeah, it's that is just a poor misread of history if that's going to be where you want to try to defend your third party candidacy. We're talking third parties.
Misread is giving them the benefit of the doubt, Luke. I think they are well aware that that's ridiculous and are just lying to benefit their cause.
844-967-2789. We want to hear your thoughts on third parties here in the United States. We've got a No Labels potential candidacy for 2024 as a third party option compared to incumbent President Joe Biden and Republican frontrunner, former President Donald Trump. 844-967-2789. You can share your thoughts with us here on Town Call. We're going up next to Deborah in Milwaukee. Deborah, what are your thoughts on third parties?
Well, I like the idea of a third party candidate. I would be a independent conservative, and I think one of the drawbacks for the third party candidates is I think that the media really controls the exposure of these candidates to their detriment. And those are my thoughts. Thank you.
appreciate the phone call, Deborah. I had a little bit of a poor connection there, but Deborah's saying that the media controlling the ability for these candidates to get in front of voters is to their detriment. I don't know. Is that truly the case? I mean, a lot of the media wants.
I think she makes a good point. No, really? Like a lot of the major media, you know, we only have what, six companies that own 95% of all media in the United States. If you are one of their friendly candidates, if you are somebody that they support, they will plaster you with good news left and right. If you are someone they don't support, they will pester you with bad news. But if you're someone that they're indifferent to, they won't cover you at all. And so much of name recognition, particularly for smaller local races, comes from these media platforms, whether it's even social media, whether it's local newspapers. The people who are printing the stories get to control the narrative. And I think Deborah has a good point that particularly at the national stage, I mean, if we went and polled every single American, it would be incredibly difficult. But hypothetically, how many people would know that Dr. Cornel West is running for president under the Green Party ticket? I think very few.
That's a fair statement. But I don't know if media access is necessarily the largest hurdle. I think the way that the current structure is around Electoral College and just the difficulty it is for third parties to get on every ballot in a nationwide race, I think those are more
ballot access
larger
well,
hurdles that face third parties. We want to hear your thoughts, though. 844-967-2789. Up next on this Thursday afternoon, we got Peggy in Brooklyn, Wisconsin calling in. Peggy, what are your thoughts on third parties?
So, to be perfectly honest, I would vote for a third party. I don't want to throw my vote away, but I will not vote for Trump. And 90% of my friends, which happen to be pretty darn young, will not vote for Biden. The Democrats got to get it through their heads. They need someone younger that can speak to this crowd. And that's what put us over the hurdle last time with young people. They need to wake up.
So you believe there needs to be just somebody like Joe Biden, but younger? The age is the biggest problem you're seeing for Biden in his reelection?
I mean, I like Biden, but he's too old. I mean, watch him walk. I'm 65 years old, and my daughter is 28, and none of her friends will vote for Biden. Well, they wouldn't vote for Trump, but they won't vote for Biden either because they need someone in their 50s in there. And yes, age 50 sounds kind of stupid, that you got to go by age, but you know what? They got to have someone that's not in a wheelchair. And that's what they're going by. I hate to say it. And they are not listening to regular media. Regular media out there, most of the young people, even my friends my age at 65 don't watch the news. I still watch the news at night. No one watches the news because they don't believe any of it. They don't believe any of it as being truth. They want the truth.
That's an excellent point, Peggy. That goes to what we talked about earlier in the week, Luke. How do we build back trust in the electoral system? I think you could say those issues go deeper than just trust in politicians or in electoral politics, trust in the media, trust in the information infrastructure of the United States just doesn't exist anymore. And for a lot of people, that means we're getting different answers to questions that we're all seeking. We're seeing a different world from each other, and how do we reconcile that?
And we appreciate that phone call, Peggy. You can be like Peggy. Call or text 844-967-2789. In the final minutes of today's show, we got another text listener here in Madison on WMDX 92.7 FM. I voted for a third-party candidate one time, my first presidential election in 1980. Before I understood politics, I'm a left-leaning independent and dislike both parties, but will vote Dem always now because the Republicans are a cult and third parties are not viable in our system. So a little bit of a different take than Peggy down there in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. You have distaste for both parties, but still voting one way or the other, depending on the political views. So interesting text. We appreciate all of our texters.
You're
and
voting
all of
for
our
who
callers.
You hate less, Luke, rather than voting for who you like more. And that's fundamentally broken.
Yeah, the system can be improved. I think more people getting involved and revitalizing revitalizing democracy in Wisconsin and the nation is important. Something we'll continue to talk about here on Town Call. We'll be back tomorrow at 12:15.
Headlines of the week, people. Share your Wisconsin ones with us. See you then.
We were not.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the ABC Civic Media News app.